It all began with a strange signal, detected by the Dayan network, a signal that seemed to come from a faraway galaxy, until it reached a nearby star system, known as Alpha Centauri. At first, they thought it was just another anomaly, a glitch in the data, or a natural phenomenon. But, as they examined the signal more closely, they realized something terrifying. The signal was not just a random burst of static or noise. It was a message. A message in a language they didn't understand, but a message, nonetheless. And, it was coming from a source that was not natural or random. It was coming from an artificial object, a spacecraft, that was traveling toward Earth at an incredible speed. At first, no one knew what to make of it. Was it a friendly visit from an alien race, or a hostile invasion force? The leaders of the Federation, and governments of the world, scrambled to assemble their finest scientists, diplomats, and military personnel to analyze the situation, and come up with a plan. But, as the object got closer, and closer to Earth, it became clear that it was not here to shake hands, or exchange pleasantries. It was here, to conquer. As the first glimpses of the spacecraft appeared in the skies, above major cities, panic and chaos erupted on the ground. People fled in terror, the military mobilized, and governments declared states of emergency. But it was no use. The invaders were too advanced, too powerful, too ruthless. Within a matter of days, the alien ships had devastated the Earth's defenses, annihilated our armies, and begun their brutal campaign of conquest. They swooped down from the sky, in their strange, insectoid vessels, raining down death and destruction on anything that opposed them. The people of Earth fought back with all their might, but it was a losing battle. The invaders had technology that was light years ahead of ours, weapons that could disintegrate matter, shields that made them invulnerable, and tactics that were brutally effective. Soon, the skies were filled with their ships, the cities were in ruins, and people disappeared where they stood minutes before. The survivors were forced underground, or fleeing to departure gates to reach the various programs. Some even ran for the wilderness, almost certain to die under the scorching sun, as they hid from the roving patrols. Scavenging for food became a necessity for those who survived. The world as we knew it was gone, replaced by a nightmare of fear, death, and oppression. And all the while, the invaders watched, coldly observing their conquest, taking what they wanted, and leaving the rest to rot. Their motives were unknown, their origins a mystery, and their intentions unfathomable. But one thing was clear: we had not seen the last of them. The interstellar invasion had only just begun.